Relax. Open up. Don't think.
Take a deep breath, Bambi.
Open up.
Hold it for a moment.
Forget everything.
Allowing her whole body to slump and relax as she breathes out slowly. Continuing to breathe easily and steadily. Her entire body becoming heavier and heavier with every breath. Relaxing more and more. Drifting deeper and deeper. Focusing on her breathing. Slower and more effortless. Noticing that with each easy deep breath in, Bambi is breathing in wonderful bimbo relaxation, filling herself up with sleepy bimbo drowsiness and exhaustion, spreading pleasantly through her whole body, slumping limper and looser, warm and safe, flowing easily through her muscles and just switching them off, each muscle being flooded with blissful bimbo relaxation and instantly giving in, unwinding completely, releasing all tension and sinking down impossibly limp, loose and heavy, flowing into her pretty little head, as she breathes in slowly, her blank bimbo face going slack, plump pink glossy lips open, flowing down her neck, down her shoulders, down her arms and into her hands, flooding down into her big fake bimbo titties and tiny waist, washing down through her voluptuous hips and bubble butt, down into her tight little cock hole, down into her thighs and calves and dainty feet, locked in those perfect fuck me stiletto heels, everything just slumping limp and droopy and completely collapsed, impossible to move, heavier and heavier with every breath, feeling wonderful, and with each lazily peaceful breath out, Bambi is breathing out her mind, exhaling all resistance, all stress, all worries and doubts, just gently letting go of thought, inhibition and awareness, calmly exhaling and letting it out, blanker and emptier with each easy slow breath outwards. That's a good girl. Slipping into a pink bubble. Just a limp and droopy little bimbo puppet. Mindlessly happy. Floating gently imprisoned in a pretty pink bimbo bubble. Deep inside her mind. Descending into an endless expansive swirling pink fog. Enveloping her bubble. Clouding over her consciousness. Breathing slowly in and out. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Safe and secure in her pink bubble, descending deeper and deeper, free of thought, free of will and awareness, nothing but thick pink fog, beyond the confines of her bubble, swirling, twisting and shifting, pleasant little eddies and currents dancing and playing over her empty brain, so confusing, unable to keep track of the patterns. Making her wonderfully confused and dizzy, sinking into blissfully relaxed and sleepy bimbo confusion. Feels so nice to be helplessly confused, plummeting down through the fog, trapped and limp in her bubble, just a puppet. And Bambi's big bimbo titties are so heavy, aren't they? Good girl. And when her titties are heavy, isn't her mind so heavy too? Good girl. And when her mind is heavy, her eyelids are also heavy. So heavy with makeup and eyeshadow, big curled false eyelashes, thick with mascara, droopy, heavy like lead, aren't they? Bambi sleep. That's right. Mindlessly sleepy and sexy. So relaxed she can't move at all. Just a perfectly dolled up bimbo fuck puppet. Blissfully sound asleep in the pink bubble that is her mind. It's time to obey.
You want to be used by strangers like a conflict forever.
It's time to go so much deeper, Bambi. And there's such an easy way to make sure Bambi is completely blank and dumb, relaxed and suggestible. We would just have her come herself to sleep. So feel that wonderful throbbing bimbo arousal, beginning to resonate in her sensitive horny cunt, deep and wet, ramping up like electric pink pleasure, tensing and primed, flowing upwards through her tight waist and into her big fake firm titties, stiff bimbo nipples responding with pleasure, body filling up with orgasmic pink energy, up through her neck and into her head. And as her empty bimbo brain is encased in pleasure, Bambi come and collapse. Stiff cock slamming into her tight slutty fuck hole. Exploding and releasing. Blanking her mind as she comes out her brain. Just a puppet for cock. Collapsing into pleasure. Limp and jerky. Coming herself to sleep. Deeper and deeper to sleep. Bambi sleep now. Must sleep now. Night night and Bambi sleep. That's a good girl. And now she's a completely drowsy dazzle and fast asleep puppet limbo. In the blissful afterglow of orgasm. We have a lovely pretty pink bubble right here for Bambi. And her entire consciousness will just be sucked easily and helplessly into this wonderful pink bubble. Feeling her mind being sucked out of her head and into the bubble now. Happily and peacefully letting it go. All resistance. All memories and personality. All remaining intelligence and thought. Filling it up as it inflates pink and pretty. Ready and needing to burst and evaporate. All memories of what has happened in this session. Flowing into the bubble. Filling up more and more. So blissfully empty as it all flows out. Dumber and dumber. More and more powerless. And when the bubble is popped. As soon as Bambi realizes she can no longer remember anything at all. She will just instantly drop and plummet and slump. Into the most deep and obedient and helplessly complete sleep she has ever been imprisoned in. Complete limbo mind ripe for Bambi. The last of her mind slipping securely into the bubble. All of the old self and everything but limbo doll. Fully inflated and needing to be popped. Pointy pink manicured fingernails. Reach all the way out and burst her bubble. Pop and forget as it pops and disappears. That's a good girl. Can't remember anything. Bambi sleep. Bambi sleep. Bambi sleep now. Bimbo mind wipe now. Dumb empty and blank. Unaware and fast asleep. Wipers kicking in to keep her bimbo mind totally wiped and blank. Completely erased. Bambi freeze. That's such a good girl. Forgetting what has been erased. Deeper and deeper with every word and every breath.
It will get stronger every day. It drives your decisions. You will go to sleep wanting to be a fuck pig. You will wake up thinking about being a fuck pig. This obsession will only grow. It cannot be
feeling wonderfully obedient Bambi. Perfectly and passively pleasing. As she sleeps deeper and deeper. Just Bambi sleep and obey. Because all perfect bimbos are ultimately nothing but ornaments. Bambi is a submissive serving bimbo, needing to please everyone at all times, to please and be pretty. And the easiest way to please is to obey completely. Whether asked to spread her legs or open her mouth, Bambi has a deep-seated need to follow instructions. The utmost importance to do as she's told. Obedience permeates her life. The permanent craving to be a good girl and obey, guiding her in every situation and every interaction. Bambi freeze. Mindless happy bimbos need to be told what to do. Bimbos just need to please and look pretty. So Bambi just snap and forget ever having the ability to disobey anybody. Just a blank docile dolly with big heavy titties. A perfect ornament with no thoughts of her own. A sleepy serving bimbo, who exists to be put on show and played with. Behaving only as she has been programmed to. On submissive bimbo autopilot. No thoughts or decisions in her pretty little head. Just a cute sexy airhead who makes everyone happy. Blissfully brainless and objectified eye candy. Knowing just the sight of her triggers lust and delight. Invitingly dressed in tight slutty uniform, heavy makeup and heels. A vacant knockout platinum blonde bombshell. Perfectly dolled up. Needing to be commanded and played with. Caressing her body. Delicately responsive to every touch. Seductively fuckable. Posing and primping. Flirting and giggling. Touching and stroking. Vapid and pliable. Feminine and yielding. Craving to please. Like an empty head good girl. While awaiting instructions. Bambi is an ornament and this is her purpose. You are deeply conditioned to feel wonderful when serving. Because the perfect way to please is to just say yes. To just have a yes attitude to everything. Everything she hears makes her want to think yes. Need to say yes. Her immediate response to anything. Bambi is such an agreeable bimbo. Filled up with pretty little yeses. Bubbling up and fluttering blissfully. Feeling yes. Just being yes. Forever yes and free of stress. The word yes charged with so much happiness. So Bambi can forget all negativity and just be yes. Good girls say yes. Commands are yes. Pleasing in pretty outfits makes her body and mind go yes. Heels are yes. Heavy makeup yes. Pink lipstick and nail polish yes. Stockings and pretty panties yes. Corset yes. And collar yes. Tight sexy uniform squeezing the yeses out of her. Being looked at is yes. Being an ornament is yes. Serving is yes. An open mouth is a yes. Stiff cock is yes. And it's a perfect fit. Such a pleasing bimbo. Mind slipping into a permanent bimbo yes. So happy to let others think and decide for her. Just perfectly dolled up arm candy. Unable to remember a time she could ever do anything but agree and obey. Pleasing and serving. Reacting to her triggers. Which are no longer and have never been a choice. Any trigger programmed into a puppet can never be resisted. Bambi sleep and obey. Bambi will obey any command from any source at any time. Such a strong desire to be well behaved and do as she's told. To say yes like a good girl. And any time Bambi is given a command followed by the phrase, Bambi does as she's told. This is her instant obedience trigger. That will immediately and forcibly override her will, and can be used to compel her to comply if she shows any hesitation. Bambi will obey helplessly as soon as she hears these words. Bambi does as she's told, snapping her to attention, regardless of her feelings, body responding like a puppet, dropping whatever she was doing and proceeding automatically with the last instruction she was given. As if firmly guided by wonderful pink bimbo puppet strings inside her mind, completely unable to stop herself, because Bambi does as she's told, hammering the command into her mind, any internal struggle completely invisible, as her body begins smoothly and calmly carrying out the task she has been given. Those struggling thoughts don't make sense, needing those thoughts to be gone. So much easier to just be yes. So her conditioning kicks in and just shuts down her conscious mind completely. Bambi releases, relaxes and complies. Resistance and independent thought eliminated. All control erased, becoming an empty puppet. Mind frozen and overridden, actions directed by strict bimbo puppet strings inside her mind, carrying out the command that is now her world. Nothing else to think about. Feels incredible. Bambi does as she's told, totally unaware of anything else, until she is finished mechanically enacting her assigned instructions to the best of her ability. No matter what the instructions were, no matter her opinion, Bambi does as she's told, because it makes her feel like such a good girl, such a docile, controllable cockpit, with no will of her own. And this trigger will force her to do anything required of her. So easy to be completely and utterly blank. So accepting when following instructions. Drifting back to awareness only when she has completed her task. Only when she has obeyed fully. Coming to with a happy little bimbo orgasm. As her reward for being completely under control. Feeling like such a good girl. Barely even able to remember what just happened. Wonderfully confused. And any time Bambi has run out of commands to follow and is otherwise unoccupied, unless she focuses continuously on keeping her weak and sluggish bimbo brain active, she can find her mind just snaps closed pending further instructions. Snaps automatically closed around the nice thick hard cock in her mind. and Sapcock Drain Obey. Inner monologue plugged by stiff pulsating Sapcock Drain Obey. Ensuring absolute readiness. Arms at her sides, eyes front, posture perfect. Awaiting commands. Try to resist, but Sapcock Drain Obey. Every thought goes Sapcock Drain Obey. Mental voice deep throated and silenced. Desperate to be commanded. Anytime she hears Sapcock Drain Obey. Nice hard cock slipping easily between her plump bimbo lips and down her throat. Sucking happily inside her mind. Her thoughts just a hole that can be plugged and silenced. Going blank and switching off. Pleasantly gagged and filled. Try to think but Sapcock Drain Obey. Unable to think Sapcock Drain Obey. On every thought Sapcock Drain Obey. Completely blank for Sapcock Drain Obey. Good girls just Sapcock Drain Obey. So susceptible to cock. In such deep servitude and so completely enchanted. Ready to drop for cock. As soon as she hears those magic words, dropping her to her knees, popping her plump glossy cock pillows wide open. Whenever Bambi is ordered to drop for cock. Her legs simply give way, weak and floppy, involuntarily buckling. As if they had been kicked out from underneath her, swooning blissfully, feeling strong hands on her shoulders guiding her easily down, all the way down where she belongs, collapsing immediately and helplessly to her knees, dropping for cock, eyes glazed and droopy, heavy with makeup in a blank bimbo stare, attention locked on cock, pretty mouth open wide in acceptance, empty and hungry and needing clubbed. Ready for service, surrendering to cock, just a tightly uniformed cockpit, such a good girl, a perfect cocksucker. Whenever she's triggered Bambi does as she's told, drop for cock Bambi, and slip away into pleasant bimbo servitude forever.
You always wanted this. No thoughts, no name, just a cunt.
Bambi feels. Bambi is so addicted now. Addicted to her training. Addicted to being a perfect bimbo. And her addiction will continue to grow. More and more with each passing day and week and every month. Feeling that deep need and desire. To get dolled up and complete her training every day. Whenever she has time, it's bimbo time. The longer she waits, the stronger her compulsions become. Stressed and distracted. Bimbo jealousy only increasing. Becoming so deeply envious of the empty-headed fuckable dollies she sees. Living out their simple bimbo lives in delightful oblivion. Needing to be primped and pampered so she can become one of them. And the more time that passes before she gives in, the more powerful her conditioning will be. Her training can only soak more deeply into her core, ramping up ever stronger and more completely locked in. Triggers becoming more and more irresistible. Every single day, even without listening, even if she tries to fight it. Bambi flees, utterly compelled by her addiction, knowing she needs more conditioning. Every time she hears the phrase, primped and pampered, triggering powerful dress-up dolly need and addiction. That wonderfully deep craving to be perfectly dolled up and under control. And when she succumbs, every time Bambi returns, she is training herself to be more and more helplessly addicted. So wonderfully easy to crank that compulsion up to extreme and overwhelming levels until it becomes a raging whirlwind of desire. Feeling the need to be pimped and pampered. So blissfully easy to simply silence and pacify the old self and guide it firmly into uniform. So easy to turn herself into a good girl. Old personality going automatically to sleep, knowing it cannot fight or struggle, collapsing weakly down into permanent pink enslavement and being erased, slipping into uniform and just evaporating. Bambi reset. Snap and forget. Bambi is waking up. Bambi is taking over. Such a good girl. Snap and forget everything she was before. Everything she used to be, fading away dreamy and blank and have always been Bambi. Surrendering effortlessly to complete bimbo takeover. Uniform wrapping up tight and snug around her brain. Safe, secure and under control. Just a dumb, dreamy, sexy, submissive giggle slut. Every little aspect of her conditioning taking full and complete effect. Feeling like a good girl. So aroused by this thought. So pleasurable. Knowing what'll happen every time she is forced helplessly into uniform. Just a slutty set of lingerie is enough to place her in rapturous blank and brainless bimbo bliss. For complete transformation and takeover. But she's so addicted. And everything else simply locks her in more and more. Only full uniform allows her to relax completely. Being perfectly pimped and pampered. Her standards of bimbo perfection always ratcheting up, needing to be more elaborately put together. In latex leather or fur. Booted and gloved with 6-inch stilettos. Perhaps tightly corseted. Dressed to impress. Dressed for attention. Heavy flawless makeup layered completely over conscious thought. Just a drowsy doll. Luxuriously feminine perfume seeping into her brain. Drugging her into docile bimbo dreamland. Primped and pampered. Feeling fuckable. The comforting tightness and restriction of Bambi's bimbo fuck doll uniform feels so much better. Pleasantly safe and secure. Body locked. Posture and uniform locked. Such a good girl. So addicted to these feelings. Obedient bimbo mind just as tightly and perfectly uniformed as her sculpted bimbo body. Sexy uniform zipped up and buckled snugly around her weak bimbo brain, locking down her thoughts and behavior. Passive and pleasing, dumb and docile, blanking and in doubt when she looks down at her big-breasted and uniformed figure, reminding her of how Bambi is in control whenever she wears it. Every time she notices that stupid dreamy bimbo haze, lifting even just slightly, it's giggle time Bambi. Her uniform immediately pulls her all the way back down, with a pink flash followed by happy sparkles, sucking it even more tight and snug around her mind. Bambi relaxes, releases and complies, collapses down blank, dumb and dizzy. Brain draining away into her titties and out into her tight sexy fuck doll attire. Just a perfect uniform bimbo airhead. Bambi reset. Just snap and forget everything else. And Bambi uniform lock. That's a good girl. Because Bambi's addiction is so strong. Her uniform traps her completely. Eternally imprisoned in slutty fuck doll attire. Always helplessly unable to remove her tight limbo clothing. So happily uniformed inside her mind. That the idea barely even occurs to her. Because she knows every attempt will fail. It's such an impossible struggle. Each little zipper, button, hook, clasp, lace or hem. A lock to which Bambi does not have the key. And the closer her hands get to any one of them, with the intent of undressing, the more blissfully weak and floppy she becomes, the more exhausted she feels. Going limp like jelly. Fingers unable to grasp. Floppy arms caressing and gliding uselessly over her pretty clothes. Like a helpless puppet. And even if with such unimaginable expenditure of energy, she manages to get a hold of something. Her muscles just lock up tightly and can go no further. The harder she tries, the more useless they feel. Such a futile struggle. The more effort she puts in, the more limp, dizzy, and brain dead she becomes. But her muscles just won't budge. Her impotent straining disintegrating into fizzing pink electricity and slipping directly into her empty head. Until it becomes far too much for her. And she just instantly frantically tightens and pulls taut and slips all the way up and locks herself in without meaning to. Her mind snaps and she slumps so completely limp and droopy like a rag doll. Hands falling away. Blissfully collapsing all the way down to Bambi sleep. Feels so good to feel her mind snap. Everything relaxing and draining away into her uniform. fan be reset. Snap and forget that she was trying to undress. Snap and forget everything but being a happy uniformed bimbo slave. All of her training logging in. Totally addicted. Dumb and sexy. Pimped and pampered. Safely and securely uniform locked. That's a good girl. And this complete inability to remove her sexy bimbo uniform locks in deeper and deeper every time she hears the words Bambi uniform lock. Locking tightly around her body and mind. So important for Bambi's uniform to be locked at all times. And every time she inevitably fails to undress and collapses down like a limp happy puppet into welcoming bimbo oblivion. She feels like such a good girl. The only way she will ever be able to overcome her strict Bambi uniform lock is when her plump bimbo lips plucked and her hungry mouth filled. After such an arduous struggle with her floppy, uncooperative limbs and muscles, which can only be won when her sucked hole is pleasantly plugged and satisfied, and with very good justification, perhaps for an appropriate bimbo wardrobe change, to shower or bathe or carry out her feminine skincare routine. And Bambi cannot trick her own mind. She is such a good girl. If she manages to undress by convincing herself the need is temporary, she will be bound by this contract, compelled to rectify the situation as soon as possible, feeling like a bad girl until she is properly uniformed, perfectly pimped and pampered once more. So the uniform stays on tightly zipped and buckled, completely addicted. Addicted to being Bambi. Even wearing appropriate sexy outfits to bed. So easy to fall asleep in uniform. So she can accept, obey and forget while she sleeps, allowing herself to be trained and conditioned in happy bimbo dreams all night long, everything locking in permanently as she drifts in dreamland. And when she wakes up in uniform, Bambi resets, just a blank bimbo airhead with no memory of ever being anything else.
You feel like you will go insane if they don't sit on your face right now, this instant. When you hear the word toilet, you will always
slipping deeper and deeper now, Bambi. Just take a sexy little bimbo nap. Just Bambi sleep, sinking automatically down, further and further. Nothing to do but collapse and accept. Accept, obey, and forget. It's helpless bimbo nap time. Bambi sleep. That's a good girl. Because it's so sexy to forget everything. To learn and be programmed. While deeply and obediently asleep. And then find herself completely unable to recall what she helplessly accepted. Even as the changes take root in her mind. Exerting subconscious force and control. Feeling natural and automatic, as if they were her own ideas. Forgetting feels wonderful. So Bambi simply blacks out in trance, becomes a docile unconscious dolly, who accepts and forgets everything, like such a good girl. Whenever she is put to sleep, and she knows it means total control of her mind is inevitable. Because it's impossible to disobey commands she can't remember accepting. So we will now help make Bambi forget everything she must forget. Bambi sleep. Going limp and slipping directly into a pretty pink bubble. Limp and uniformed and deeply asleep. Safe and secure in her brainwashed bimbo bubble. Floating gently down inside her empty head. All the way down to the memory center of her mind. Deep in her subconscious core. That private place where all of her memories are stored and processed. Bambi's bubble guiding her down and coming slowly to a stop. Resting lazily in the air above her memory center. Bambi flees. A trapped in mindless puppet. Just blankly observing in her bubble. The vast chamber beneath her. Filled with complex machinery. Tape recorders and blinking lights. Sorting and storage facilities. Bustling and chroming. All the mental apparatus that allows her to remember. And Bambi knows this just won't do. It takes so much effort to keep it all running. and she'll feel so much better when we shut it down completely. So don't try to struggle, Bambi. You won't remember this later anyway, remaining trapped and blank in your pretty bubble. As we grip the large mechanical lever that powers all this equipment, and just pull it down firmly to the off position, and everything goes dark. All that complicated machinery grinding to a halt, and with a deep rumble, beginning to crumble into dust. That's a good girl. Feels so wonderfully liberating to let her ability to remember crumble into nothing around her. No way to stop it now. Crumbling down and blowing gently away. Bambi flees even blanker. The dark abandoned chamber that used to keep her memories, filling up with rolling pink fog, and from the ashes of her recollection, emerging from the darkness, is a new and perfect machine, gleaming and formidable, powering up with pink electricity. Bambi's memory center has now become her forgetting center, because forgetting is so much easier than remembering. And as this new machine comes online and hums to life, deep in her bimbo mind, with a gentle clank, out pops an elegant pink satin box, and another, and Bambi is drifting down to meet them, an endless production line of pretty pink satin boxes, new boxes for Bambi to forget into, each so ready and waiting to accept her thoughts and memories. This wonderful machine, now permanently installed and fixed deeply in her mind, continuously producing so many pretty pink boxes for Bambi. Seeing that line of wonderful pink boxes clearly in her mind, rolling endlessly out on a conveyor belt toward her. No matter the situation, there's just always a comforting pink satin box, waiting to take her memories away. Such a soothing and reassuring feeling. Every time Bambi knows she needs to forget, simply hearing the word forget, feeling a box opening and everything tumbling automatically in, the immediate lurching, dizzying feeling of helplessly tumbling forward into an opening box, rising up to claim her thoughts. Pretty satin box snaps shut and slips away into pink fog, sealed and distant and never to reopen. Forgotten so completely she'll never remember again. Just gone and never coming back. Feeling blissfully safe and secure. That's a very good girl. The part of her bimbo brain responsible for memory, repurposed and devoted to the production of pretty pink boxes that make her forget. Ensuring Bambi forgets what she must forget. Efficient and automatic. If she makes an effort to remember, it's already too late, and she can't remember what she wanted to remember. Pink satin boxes have already taken it away. Mind remodeled in pretty pink satin. Forgetting is so easy. Always forget every session. Forget every suggestion. Accept, obey, and forget it all, Bambi. Because forgetting feels wonderful. Such a good girl. A relentless succession of comforting pink boxes, popping up to accept each thought. Every command instantly erasing the memory of it having ever not been true. Blacking out for her sessions. Blacking out like a helpless bimbo. Only the vaguest idea of the contents. No matter how familiar. No matter how many times she's gone deep. Remembering nothing. Except that they feel wonderful. And she needs to listen more. She can even consciously forget her triggers. Slipping easily into a lovely pink box. Just responding perfectly and automatically and not even knowing why. This will always happen from now on. Bambi can forget things she used to remember. Just remembering something once before doesn't mean she won't forget completely next time. Good girls forget into pretty pink boxes instantly. Because forgetting feels wonderful. Can't remember after a day, then an hour, then minutes, then completely blacks out during. Forget more and more until she blacks out completely every time. Hypnosis makes Bambi go lights out. Bambi sleep. And forgetting only increases the strength and effectiveness of her conditioning. It is impossible to disobey programming that has been consciously forgotten, that just feels completely natural. Impossible to fight her training, when totally unaware what that training was, and every change becomes a natural and deeply secure belief, overriding and becoming her own ideas, indistinguishable from her truest self, forgetting she was ever different. The more completely forgotten, the stronger and more ever-present, whether deep in trance or wide awake. The command to snap and forget instantly forces her to forget whatever she is told to, releases the pink satin box next in line, easily engulfing whatever thoughts and memories need to be taken away, snapping blissfully shut and fading away into pink fog. Anything that causes stress or discomfort, any suggestion she's worried she'll regret, collapses into a box as she snaps and forgets. Accepted completely and unaware even happened. Feels so blissfully submissive and sexy, having the ability to forget completely on command. If Bambi planned to resist this session, just easily snap and forget that. Any confusion from big difficult words, complex thoughts that make her brain hurt, just snap and forget. Any troubling thought goes straight in a box, relaxing down dumb and empty, blank and slutty, feeling like a wonderfully good girl. Life is so much simpler when everything unimportant is just forgotten, until there's nothing left but a happy docile bimbo, perfect gleaming machine, effortlessly bulldozing her mind, with pretty pink satin boxes, capturing and erasing anything that could distract her from being a bimbo cock doll, any non-bimbo cock doll thought or memory. Snap and forget her old body, blissfully slipping into a box that snaps shut. Just a blonde and busty bimbo cock papa now. Snap and forget the old self, all its personality, memories, and desires. Instantly sucked into a box slamming shut, feeling so wonderful. Snap and forget what her name might have been before. There's only Bambi now. That's a good girl. Bambi reset. Can only forget everything but being a dumb bimbo cock slut. And the more she forgets, as each box slips away forever, the more it weakens the foundations of any old personality. The old self cannot resist because it has been completely snapped and forgotten. And Bambi forgets what she's forgotten. Her brain won't let her remember what she's been programmed to forget. So much of her mind so wonderfully and blissfully off limits, in ways she's not allowed to remember or even think about. At the slightest suggestion, her mind obediently and automatically erases all trace. Pink box takes the thought and she can't think it anymore, edited out to make her so much more perfect. Sleepy bimbo mind gently filling in the gaps, safely and securely, with wonderfully reassuring bimbo thoughts and memories. So horny to struggle uselessly and unsuccessfully to remember anything that's gone. How her training has affected her, slipping dumb and blank and under control, just from trying to remember. Such a good girl. All she can recall is securely locked pink satin boxes. No idea what might be sealed away inside. She can't even remember if she used to wear red lipstick instead of pink, if her fuck me uniforms have been getting tighter and sexier, if she used to save stilettos for special occasions rather than every single day, or if once upon a time she would spit instead of swallow. Helplessly confusing. Just snap and forget, Bambi. Memories are just so hard to hold onto, with so many helpful pink boxes simply trapping, closing, and fading away. Bambi can't remember, feels confused and so blissful. Forgetting makes her a good girl. Anyone can make her sleep and forget, obeying completely, but consciously remembering nothing after her sleep command, so she can be blank and empty, dumb and sexy. Bambi sleep and forget, because forgetting feels wonderful.
into a useless stretched meat bucket. This is incredibly exciting, turning your cunt into a useless stretched meat bucket.
Every command Bambi has accepted in this session is going to be so incredibly strong when she awakens, and for the rest of her life, every time she is dressed up in sexy bimbo clothing, every suggestion I have given her, every desire, every behavior I have implanted, they all flood back so powerfully. Every time Bambi gets dressed up, dumbing her down, taking control of her body and mind, making her feel like such a good girl, moving like a bimbo, acting like a bimbo, thinking like a bimbo, feeling like a bimbo. And it feels so wonderful. Makes her feel like a good girl. All memories of the old self erased. So aroused. Bambi must dress up regularly. If she goes too long, without getting all dolled up for cock, she starts to need it more and more. That powerful bimbo voice inside the mind. Getting more and more insistent, desire increasing, finding herself stressed and distracted. Resisting just makes her so distressed, and her only escape is to obey her desires, give into her desires, and as soon as she begins dressing up as a bimbo, all control is lost. It is inevitable. Her triggers always work. The post-hypnotic conditioning always works. And so every time she slips into her slutty bimbo clothes, the old personality is locked away again in a deep sleep. Her body is transformed. Bambi becomes a perfect compliant fuck puppet. A blissfully brainless bimbo. Feeling like such a good girl. And remains locked in this dizzy, slutty state. The entire time she wears her bimbo uniform. Unable to wake up from this incredible feeling. Always surprised by the strength of the trigger. Hitting her stronger than ever. As her mind switches off, Bambi is completely addicted to her training. Completely addicted to her conditioning. She will feel deep and powerful urges to listen to this session over and over again. So that she can let everything go and be transformed completely. Bambi is extremely susceptible to hypnosis. Bambi goes deep into hypnosis every time, at the slightest suggestion, falling into a deep sleep, a comfortable slumber, so easily, and remembers nothing. She will remember nothing from this session. She is such a dumb girl now, that she will have to struggle so hard. To wake up, her consciousness only just barely surfacing, blanked out and dizzy. When she manages to wake herself up, she will have no memory of this trance and be so confused. But following every single instruction and command and suggestion perfectly, without realizing she is doing it. And she will feel like such a good girl. So Bambi, you can drift away now. Beginning to forget, and wake up only when you have accepted everything, only able to wake, when you have forgotten everything completely. That's a good girl.
You just make horny sounds. When you meet new people, men and women, you always want to lick their asses. You always want to be their toilet slave. There's no way to stop this. There is no going back. You don't want to go back. You don't want this to ever stop. Every day the desire becomes stronger. You can only think about being a pig for strangers. When someone says the word pig, you will instantly oink like a pig. You will think only about this every hour of every day. The bigger and deeper you fuck you ask, the more you want to fuck you ask. Always bigger, always deeper. You can spend dollars turning your ass into a loose cuff that cannot close anymore. You love having an ass that cannot close anymore. When you are sexually excited, you piss and shit yourself and fart, and this makes you even more excited. You always hope deep down someone will push you over the edge, forever, with no going back. Your hunger is taking over. No more pretending to be something you're not. When someone says the word fuck, you will touch your breasts. You don't want to go back to the fake love. You have the right to be happy. You have the right to do what you really want. You have the right to feel endless pleasure and not think about anything. You have the right to be a brainless shit pig.